Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Thousands are taking part in the No Kings rally in Philadelphia today. The event is one of more than 2,500 Trump administration protests happening today around the country. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Philadelphia's No Kings 2.0 rally consists of a march around 12:30 p.m. from City Hall to Independence Hall, where a rally is to take place. Meg Berlin is on the leadership team of Indivisible Philadelphia, the group helping to organize the event.
And something uniquely for Pennsylvania and Philadelphia is where we're talking about the election coming up and the importance of retaining our Supreme Court justices who have ruled fairly and hewed closely to the Constitution. And so a yes vote is critical to maintaining them.
The list of speakers include Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, LaShawna Coleman with Philadelphia Federation of Teachers, and Pennsylvania State Senator Vincent Hughes. The rally is going to wrap up around 3:30 p.m. Expect road closures and bus detours in the areas of the march and rally.
According to Media Touch, a progressive outlet, organizers say that registrations to No Kings rallies nationwide have more than doubled since Republican lawmakers have intensified their criticism against the planned protests over the course of the last week. Republican leaders are calling the protest Hate America rallies. 6,000 bicyclists participated in a 20-mile ride on the car-free streets of Philadelphia. Rolling road closures and bus detours were in effect throughout the morning into the early afternoon in places like Center City, Old City, South Philly, along the Parkway and River Drives. Danielle Berman Ruiz is a spokesperson for the Philly Bike Ride.
Philly is our year four, and so we're excited to continue to grow this one out and build on bringing more people out to have fun on bikes.
The Philly Bike Ride organizers are behind similar bike rides in D.C. and Dallas. Philadelphia's district attorney seemed to point the blame at judges for not previously keeping the man charged with kidnapping Kata Scott behind bars. Scott is the 23-year-old woman missing for nearly 2 weeks now, and authorities are still searching for her. Our crime and justice reporter, Kristen Johansson, has the update.
Keon King was arrested earlier this year for allegedly kidnapping a woman, assaulting and choking her. Prosecutors withdrew the case because District Attorney Larry Krasner says they were ordered to by a judge, all because the victim and witness didn't show up for a court listing.
And the reason they had to worry that he was going to come out of the same door they went in the courthouse right after they testified against him is because he was on bail.
Krasner says they asked for $1 million bail, but a judge lowered it to $200,000. King was released after paying 10% of that. Asked why his office didn't appeal the bail, considering a gun was allegedly used in the crime, Krasner deflected, saying appeals are done at night when judges are uncooperative.
They don't raise it. They don't leave it. They lower it. So it is always a complex strategic decision.
And why would they do that, he says?
Because they don't want to awaken in the middle of the night. Because they don't want appeals.
Former Judge Pat Dugan, who is running for district attorney against Larry Krasner, says you can go to many levels of the court system.
The district attorney has multiple opportunities to appeal a bail decision. It's up to them to make the appeal.
Cheltenham High School has temporarily suspended its football season amid allegations of hazing. In an email to the Cheltenham Community, Superintendent Brian Scriven says the district received an anonymous tip about the alleged hazing yesterday, the same day the team was scheduled to play against Harry S. Truman High. Dr. Scriven says he recognizes the decision deeply affects the students and families, but that the allegations deserve and require this immediate and decisive action. A preliminary report from New Jersey's Department of Environmental Protection details the impact of some recent storms down the shore. Beach erosion is the biggest issue, as we hear from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
This most recent nor'easter brought waves right up to the dunes in many areas along the Jersey shore. DEP Commissioner Sean LaTourette says while there wasn't catastrophic damage, it was pretty bad, and they're still assessing some areas.
There's more frequent wave run-up to upper beaches and to seawall or into the dunes themselves.
He says major public safety concerns are likely to be addressed soon while holding off on full beach replenishment until the spring.
I don't think we'll see a considerable immediate effort here because we've got some impacts that are likely to come that we often see in the winter months.
Officials in LBI, which the report identified as among the most impacted areas, say there are significant cliffs in some places, and public works officials are trying to reopen the beach access points wherever they can.
That's our South Jersey reporter, Mike Doherty. The members of the Flyers teams that won the Stanley Cup in 1974 and 75 are some of the most revered athletes in Philadelphia sports history. There's now a book that looks back on those special teams called Bullies, Catching Up with the Hound, the Hammer, and the Stanley Cup champion Philadelphia Flyers. More on this from KYW's Matt Leon.
Sam Carcini is a longtime Flyers beat writer and co-author of the book. He talks about if these Flyers players ever express surprise of how they are still remembered and loved some 50 years later.
I think it just the fans became a part of them. Bernie Parent, rest his soul, he told me that we all did this together. He said the players, the coaches, the city, the fans, he said they were part of us. You know, they motivated us to do better. And, you know, the players felt that love then. So I don't know if they're so surprised 50 years later because they felt that as they were progressing.
In addition to the book, Carcini says he and his co-author Jeff Hare are also pursuing a TV series focusing on those Flyers teams.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.